Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
And we begin this hour, Harry, with breaking baseball news. And awaiting now the columnists all over the great land of our national pastime to say it's time to shut it down. Rob Manfred, remember, did the double take last week. First he said, if we get any more of this, I'm going to shut this down. And then somebody must have ripped him, a good one, and then he came back the next day and says, I'm no quitter. I'm not going to shut down. Remember that, Harry?
Mm-hmm.
One day he's like,
yeah, he
you guys do this again. You get any more of these irresponsible. He's like the mayor of Philadelphia.
Right.
You people go out with masks. I'm going to shut the city down. So anyway, we told you earlier that the Cardinals series against the Detroit Tigers would not be played in St. Louis, but would be played in Detroit all four games instead of a home and home.
Mm-hmm.
And now seven Cardinals, six staff members test positive. That series now gonzo.
Wow.
So now the St. Louis Cardinals, who couldn't play over the weekend, are now going to miss at least four more games. How many?
Wow.
So they've been in quarantine, the Cardinals, since Thursday in Milwaukee, where their last series was postponed and the team's being tested daily.
Well, apparently they were out playing golf when they were in Milwaukee.
I heard there were some guys went into a casino, too.
Yeah,
that was one of the reports. Oh,
yep.
We got pushing and shoving. This is getting ugly.
Yeah, they went into a casino as well, but they also, according to this, before their test results came back, they went out golfing at Whistling Straits.
That's the course you tried to get on, Harry. Didn't you ask our buddy there? No, that's in Minnesota. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, this is in Wisconsin, Whistling Straits. Well, they were there for obviously.
Isn't Zabe in Wisconsin? Haven't you asked Zabe to get you on Whistling Straits out there?
I can get on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Marlins are going to resume tomorrow in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So the Marlins will be playing their first game since the Phillies series 2 weekends ago now. And now the Cardinals, who haven't played since July 29th in Minnesota, set to resume this Friday now at home against the Chicago Cubs. The Phillies, who hadn't played since, have only played 3 games, just like the Marlins, are going to be playing tonight in New York against the Yankees.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, you could end up having, teams play 60 games, and some of these teams, playing in the 40s.
I know. So there you have it. That's the very latest. So if you were looking for action in Detroit, first of all, I wouldn't recommend it. Secondly, you ain't getting any baseball this week, Harry.
Well, now, Dean in Clearwater has sent me a picture confirmation
of what?
Of my Vulcan handshake.
Oh, we have it. See photographic
proof.
This is
from Friday's show.
Is this the Zapruder film? Oh, look at that. That is it.
I mean, that's it.
That's it right there, Harry. See, that's what's good about this show.
Yeah.
People pay attention. We don't, but the audience does.
Well,
and
not
that's
only
the most
that,
important time.
They've got enough time on their hands to go back through Friday's show and comb through the video.
Comb the video. Comb the desert.
I mean.
Well, the stock market's closed, so Dean really doesn't have anything to do now the rest of the day. He's not day trading with the stool presidente.
All right. Well, yeah. Doesn't that close at 4:30?
It closed at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
come
4
on.
O'clock.
That's bad.
Okay.
That's bad New York Stock Exchange knowledge right there. I got to give you one of these. Vulcan brother, who's been following, says you're doing it right now, Harry.
What?
You're doing the Vulcan hand thing just a couple moments ago, Harry.
Well, yeah. I was...
You're mimicking
the picture.
You realize everybody's going to be looking for it now, though.
Get William Shatner on. Let's find out if he can bring Harry into the Star Trek world.
Here's another picture.
Wow, there's something wrong with you, Harry. is that a defective?
It might be a congenital defect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I said I can't do it, even if I try. My right hand, I can't do it at all because there's a tendon here that hurts. Well, I may have to go on the DL on the unfit to perform list, as opposed to the NBA's new one, Harry. Did you see the new NBA one? It used to be load management.
Right.
And it still is. But now in the situation with the great Zion
Williamson,
he now has burst discretions. Burst, like starburst. So he's in a minute restriction, 15 minutes in the first game, which they could have won. The second game, they were down by like 37 going into the fourth quarter. So even everybody looking at that saying, there's no way you put him in a 37-point deficit in the fourth quarter when the guy's trying to ease himself back into play, right?
No, yeah, it's a burst limit, apparently, is what they're calling
it. I heard burst restrictions. Burst restrictions and limits are the same thing. I like burst restrictions. It sounds better. I think they're opening this weekend. Joe C. is going to go down and do a remote virtual DJ session at the TLA with Mike Missanelli and Ruben Frank of the NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, the team, the Pelicans, has made a point to differentiate between burst limits and the normal minutes restriction. Williamson had no official minutes restriction, but was limited in the amount of bursts he could play. The number of bursts will continually increase with each passing game in the bubble.
I only have like a good two bursts every weekend myself, depending on the weather, if the air conditioner's warmed up, how many cocktails I've had, Robin's mood. I mean, there's a lot of different factors that go into play into my burst limits, Harry.
So now, who is sitting there, Rothstein, keeping track of the burst, and who determines what is a burst versus what is not?
I would say they have a long list of analytic team up there just leaving the Shake Shack. I have no clue, man.
You're the basketball guru
Who is it? It's the nerds up in the new analytic department. I got no answer for that. It's probably Brett Brown, which is the problem. Not that he's coaching the Pelicans, but you know what I mean.
We're counting down the final seconds now, Harry. And yes, indeed, it is. It's a final with the
He missed the empty net.
It's a final now.
And the series is tied.
The series is tied. Your Vancouver Canucks have the Winnipeg Jets have defeated the Calgary Flames to square the series at one apiece in the Western Conference, Harry.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Gaudreau, disappointed.
Yes,
Dejected.
He's discombobulated. He's been bamboozled. He's been hoodwinked. And all the other things that Stephen A. would scream on any given morning on, what is that show called, Harry?
First Take.
First Take is better than the last, Harry.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Exactly right. That's just the NBA.
Yeah. Connor Hellebuck, your winning goaltender.
He had a hellebuck of a game, Harry. The Flames went 0-for-5 on the power play, and that's why they fall short, Harry, in the qualifying series. The Winnipeg Jets.
Of course.
I never realized they had a jet over like a maple leaf thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool logo,
It
actually.
Is a cool logo, yeah.
They were without Scheifele and Laine in the game.
You're not lining, Harry.
Two of their best players.
How about that? Or as somebody in Congress would say, some team in Canada did something to another team in Canada. Somebody did something. And your Tampa Bay Lightning, as they get the second period underway, Harry, against the Washington Capitals on the power play, they will start the second stanza. It's 1-0 Lightning over your Washington Capitals, Harry, and your hockey action, yo. How about that, man? I don't remember the last time doing a daytime radio program.
No, I know. Having
sports on during the daytime and the nighttime because it's the right time. They'll be playing hockey and basketball through the midnight hour, Harry.
Now, I know that we saw some of the viewer statistics over the weekend with all the different sports that were back on. And the first night, they were high, and then they dropped off drastically afterwards.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's because the idea of watching sports – people were, like, so excited, and then the reality of it was disappointing, or?
I think there's a lot. I said this earlier. You know, you're in California. It's nice out, even though you can't do a lot of things. But you're sitting in your house. So for Laker fans and Clipper fans, that's a no-brainer. You're in your house. You're going to watch basketball. If you're a hockey, they don't have any hockey teams playing. No, right?
No.
All three California hockey teams are out. Mm-hmm. So nobody's watching hockey in California unless you're, you know, you're from another city and you're a fan of Winnipeg, Toronto, you know, the hockey teams from all over. Because there's hockey fans everywhere. But, you know, in L.A., you got the Ducks who are not playing, got the Kings, and then you got the Sharks up in Northern California. But there are people watching baseball.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers were the best team in the league.
Exactly. And so you have choices. When you have a lot of choices to determine which game you're going to watch or which sport you're going to watch, if you're a gambling degenerate, you're probably watching them all. You're flipping around. You got your phone on. You're on your DraftKings app, right, Harry?
Right.
And what are you doing?
You're doing in-game betting.
Exactly right. And so the people who gamble, even they don't sit there and just watch one game because they got action all over the place, right? When you go into a casino, that's why there's 50 monitors. You got degenerates in there. They got action on horse racing. They got everything going on.
They have their own room usually,
You're damn right they do. Dean's got six TVs going in his place down in Clearwater.
Six right now.
Now, a couple people saying that they think it's because there's no audience. There's no...
Nah, that doesn't affect the fans.
I don't know, because the fans not being there, the fact that they have the audience noise being piped in...
Yeah. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it at all. I think it sounds good. It sounded great.
Yeah, because the sound in the hockey arena...
Yeah.
Whoever's running the sound, when the power plays on, they raise it up. So you don't even realize there aren't any fans there. The only thing you're not seeing is the gratuitous crowd shots of some chick banging on the glass and giving a player their phone number.
Right.
Or some strappers behind the bench flipping off the guys right behind the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, it sounded
enjoy
the
that,
same.
Though,
well, it is fine. But I don't need to see the fans.
Yeah. It sounded the exact same way.
Yeah.
So I didn't miss it.
Totally used to now watching the golf without crowd.
Yeah.
Without the crowd.
Same thing.
Yeah.
What do you hear when golf's being played? You want to hear the ball struck? They're not pumping in fake noise.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with the NBA. They're pumping in crowd noise. It sounds fine. You're not paying attention to the – now, football's going to be a totally different story.
Yes.
Football's going to be different because there's so many people that it's impossible to have a – although there's some indoor arenas where it gets deadly quiet, but you can still hear some crowd noise. It's just when the crowd noise gets louder. And I'm sure they'll mix it in. And, you know, if there's a goal line stand, they'll crank up the noise both ways. So they'll figure out how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, because that would be a distinct home field thing to make so much noise where the quarterback, you know, can't get the signals out to his wide receivers or the guys on the end of the line. Like, that's not going to exist.
There were some regional cities and teams that saw a massive jump in the first week, and this is as of yesterday.
Regionals?
Houston, okay. This is regional, but Houston, obviously.
Yeah, the Rockets.
Detroit. No, this is for baseball.
Oh, baseball, okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Well, the Astros, obviously, the interest there. They won the World Series.
Exactly. Houston,
I mean,
Detroit,
Nationals
and Minnesota.
The World Series, but they won 2 years ago, and the whole, will they be plunked in every at-bat situation is going on.
Yeah, so Houston, Detroit, and Minnesota, 50% increase in the first week of baseball games. Viewership.
Yeah, people have been waiting for it.
Yep.
And so that's what's going on in these other sports. The most unusual thing, which we've never seen in my lifetime, and that goes way back, is hockey and basketball being played in August.
Yeah.
The only hockey and basketball you might see in August would be Olympics. You know, but the Winter Olympics, the Summer Olympics would have basketball in it. So right now, if the Summer Olympics were going on, which they start in August, the basketball tournament would be going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So playing basketball in the summer is no big deal. But the NBA doesn't play in the summer. Obviously, hockey's
well, they have
over
summer
by
league.
June. Yeah, but nobody's watching those games, Harry. Who's watching NBA Summer League except strappers like Rothstein?
And me.
Yeah, there's about four of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Those games actually aren't bad, though, surprisingly.
Yeah, they're all right.
You don't think it also has to do with the fact that a lot of people are used to watching games with friends, and now that they don't have that social interaction
that
could be something.
You can't have a cookout. Yeah. I mean, if you're sitting at home watching all these games by yourself, you're either a degenerate gambler, you're a loser, you're both, or...
Now, you realize you're talking to our audience.
Yes, I'm one of them.
Right.
I was sitting... Rob is not watching sports.
I was sitting next to him watching sports.
We were watching the splashdown, Harry. I'm watching science. I flipped off sports for an hour just to watch greatness, watching our astronauts, Astro Bob and Doug. Those hosers came down, Bob and Doug.
The McKenzie brothers?
The McKenzie brothers were up there mucking it up. Great job. Nice try for a recovery.
And just to reiterate, we love our degenerate listeners.
Absolutely. We wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah.
We're all stuck together. We're not all in this together. We're all strappers together. Coming up, He's not a strapper. He's one of us. John McMullen. Lots of football stuff to get to also. So stick around. Doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers-Leonard.
Myers-Leonard. I thought that was an electronic store in Indiana. Go to Myers-Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers-Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Repeating our top story, the St. Louis Cardinals. Too many positive tests, no baseball now in Detroit for the next four nights. This is the Cardinals apparently went playing golf in Minnesota, and a couple guys went to a casino, and now they're paying the price. Wonder if Rob Manfred will shut the sport down or threaten again before somebody tells him, hey, we need to make this money from TV, you strapper.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do, but it's pretty amazing to me that you have this many guys, players on various teams, just outwardly just not listening to the protocols.
They think they're invincible.
Yeah.
Again, these guys aren't going to die. Now we're pushing and shoving.
No, they're going to be fine.
The same, you know who else is going to be fine?
Doug Peterson.
Dougie Peterson.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson tested positive. He is the head coach of your Philadelphia Eagles. And he's, I think, the first head coach. No,
Sean Payton was.
Sean Payton was. But that was
way back in like April or something.
That was
March
back in the
April.
Good old days of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Before everybody was going crazy and we had to shut everything down. So let's go to a man who understands the pandemic. He understands Doug Peterson is not going to die. He is on lockdown himself in quarantine as the Eagles are having virtual sessions. Actually, they're in one big room. Like I saw the defensive backs. We got inside cameras. Let's go to a man who has his own inside cameras. Not the upskirt cameras. He doesn't do that stuff. The great John McMullen, our NFL and Eagles insider. John, how are you, pal?
Doing well. Didn't think I'd get the upskirt camera reference, but we'll go with it.
By the way,
I didn't suggest you did, but there are some people, unfortunately, who have resorted to that.
We have unleashed a listener-made Photoshop for McMullen now, which I believe really, truly
embodies.
Yes, it is. And this is now officially your photograph that we have up on the screen.
But we didn't play the music again.
Oh, darn it. True, that would have made much more of an impact.
Yeah.
Got to get on the same page, Robin. Come on.
I'm slacking.
That's my bad, John. That's not Robin's fault.
You
got to
put that one on
bad.
Ryan Rothstein.
Yeah, I'll take the bear there.
And Joe C. These are the guys that are supposed to pull this stuff off. I'm just a front man here. Well, like I'm doing my Ellen DeGeneres. I'm throwing my staff under the bus.
Exactly.
For hiring a bunch of...
Ellen got that from me, by the way. Well,
Ellen DeGeneres?
This is my thing. Should be John's theme song. Because, you know, Twitch stream can hate him now, but he's not going to stop now.
But it's not true hate.
No, there's no hate. Let's bring in John McMullen. A man, and I've been watching some of these videos, John. Eagle guys are dancing in meeting rooms with masks on. What was that all about?
Well, you got to have some fun, I guess, in a COVID world. Although you would think they'd be a little upset because the head coach tested positive. But maybe it's, you know, substitute teacher day. So maybe they're feeling kind of good.
All right, so let's get into this because it wasn't that long ago. It was 2 weeks ago, I think, not even 2 weeks ago, where Doug Peterson addressed the media, virtually, of course, and said, hey, we're in a bubble. I feel confident. We have all the procedures in place, the testing.
Safe.
And the guys, even though the guys are going to go home at night, and I'm going to go home at night, when we're here at the facility, I feel safe for this. So the question is, again, and I'm not one of these shock jocks, oh, my God, what are they going to do with Doug Peterson? So what is going to happen with Doug Peterson now? Obviously, he's asymptomatic now, right?
Yeah, he's feeling fine. He met with us again today, obviously via Zoom. He's in quarantine at his house. And South Jersey, so, I mean, he's 100%. He feels fine. But as we all know, Lane Johnson as well, he's on the COVID list. He feels completely healthy. So I think, and I've mentioned this before on the show, I think that's the biggest hurdle for the NFL as a whole. You know, people hear positive tests, and they immediately jump to worst case scenario and what's going to happen. And I don't know how you overcome that hurdle. I really don't. And I think that's the biggest problem, not just with the NFL, but Major League Baseball obviously had another big issue today. And it's a difficult problem. And it's really going to be, I think, the biggest issue moving forward.
Any idea how Doug Peterson contracted the COVID?
They believe he contracted it away from the facility, and that's the problem. I mean, when people compare the NBA, which has had relative success, and even Major League Soccer, and they've been able to create the so-called bubble format. Danny Garcia was talking about it today. Dwayne Johnson just bought the XFL, or is trying to buy the XFL.
He's the Rock now. He refers to him as the Rock now. You can't call him Dwayne Johnson. I know you're a big wrestling guy.
And Danny's his ex-wife and his business partner. But they are trying to by the XFL. And she mentioned that because of the size of that league, they're looking at a potential bubble format already for the next season. Can't do that in the NFL. So, and this is a perfect example. If Doug's in the facility, and you mentioned he did say that, and he said he's very comfortable and everything, and actually called it a bubble when the Eagles are at the NovaCare complex, yep. And then he left and went home, and he tested positive. And that's the problem of no bubble.
Exactly. John McMullen joining us. And so now he will be able to just have me. Well, there's nobody on the field practicing, right? Because everything's virtual. All these meetings now, there's actual no physical people on a field, are there?
No, there are. There's phase two. What happens, there's strength and conditioning on the field, and they have about an hour walkthrough. No drills, no helmets, nothing of that nature, just coaches on the field instructing players on that walkthrough. August 12th is the day that teams can start practicing semi for real. You can have helmets, you can have shells, you can do certain things. And then August 17th would be the first day where you can have padded practices. So getting closer. I mean, they are on the field. They are doing some things, but nothing really, really hardcore as far as practice goes.
And that would be 2 weeks from today, August 17th. So they still have two more weeks before these guys are on the field with they won't use full pads. They'll just have the shoulder pads and a practice jersey, right, and
that
shorts.
That seems really late, doesn't it?
It is really late. No, they're going to have pads. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, teams around this league, certain teams more than others, obviously, but old-school guys especially, they're going to have them full uniforms and pads because, as Harry said, I mean, you don't have a long time to prepare.
Yeah.
So this is what they negotiated. I think 11 padded practices, don't quote me on that, but that they're going to have a very short time frame to get this thing ramped up. And it's probably going to be ugly early in the season if you're going to be honest about it. And that's if we even get to a season.
Now, what can you tell us about the opt-out window? Has the deadline been moved?
It keeps moving because they haven't signed off on the final CBA amendments between the owners and the players. So as soon as the NFLPA signed off on that, it was supposed to be 7 days from that signature, but they're going to move that up. It's going to be Thursday or Friday, likely, of this week. So once they get that done, it's probably going to be over by Friday, and you're going to know people are going to have to make that decision. And I think the longer that lingers, and the more stories like you have leaking out, like Peterson testing positive, I think that's going to create players rethinking this. And you've had a few today. It's been trickling in, a few more opt-outs, and it's already to the point where it's more than I expected, and I think it's only going to get worse.
John, you mentioned it, but a lot of players are unhappy that they moved this up. I'm seeing a lot of quotes from guys, yeah, this is a way for the NFL to try to – I mean, you either opt out or you don't. Why do they need to keep expanding this later? The players want it to be later so they can have a couple more weeks to think about it. But the latest guy that did today – was the Denver Broncos right tackle Juwan Jones, who they signed last year to a 4-year contract, $51 million, only played 3 games. He was hurt last year, got a $17 million check, and now decides that he's not going to play at all this year. And I said earlier, Drew Lock and Melvin Gordon cannot be happy today.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult. That's one of the reasons they do want to move it up, because you do have to make plans if he – players or starters are going to opt out. You're going to have to do things on the fly to try to replace them. And that's what you're seeing. Michael Pierce opted out, for instance, for the Vikings. They traded with the Raiders for P.J. Hall, a big defensive tackle. So that's the kind of things you're going to see as key starters try to opt out and do opt out. You're going to have to make some decisions to try to replace them. And that's why it's going to be an interesting season because, I mean, you might have 3-4 quarterbacks playing if guys test positive. you're going to have backups all over the place, and it's going to be interesting. I will say that. I think it's going to. I mean, in a certain degree, an NFL season is always about good organizations versus bad organizations. But I only think it's going to be more amplified this season because if you're not prepared and you're a bad organization, it's going to look really, really ugly.
How many of these teams are wearing these wristwatch-looking things that are like distancing trackers? I see the Buffalo Bills are utilizing the technology.
Yeah, pretty much everybody is. I mean, that's something the league and the Players Association kind of worked out when they went through all these safety protocols, and they have these monitors that sort of go off if you're within 6 feet for too long. It's not just 6 feet, but you can be, I guess, at 6 feet for a certain amount of time.
So it's like the wristwatch vibrates or something?
I think you get a 5,000-watt jolt if you're there for more than 10 seconds.
It tells you you better move on. It's behind the scenes, guys kind of shake their heads at all the stuff. And, look, I don't know. Even though I'm on Twitter, I'm not a Twitter-trained epidemiologist, as everyone else seems to be.
Well, there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. And I can't tell you if this helps. I'm sure it doesn't hurt, but I can tell you a lot of players just shake their head over this stuff.
Well, now, how many Eagle fans on Twitter sent you messages today saying, are the Eagles interested in Brian Winters after your boy, Joe Douglas, let him loose from the Jets? And I see he's already been signed by the Bills.
Well, one thing I think fans in general of any team, if they've heard of the guy, they want the guy. Mm-hmm. That's been my experience. But the Eagles obviously made their decision at right guard when Brandon Brooks got hurt, and that's bringing Jason Peters back. So they were never kind of in that conversation. And that's – the NFL seems – has been like that for a while. Obviously, the Jets play the Bills twice a year. The Bills are very familiar with Brian Winters. It tends to happen that way, where you get to know a player from being on the opposition, being in the same division, and you tend to have more interest than other teams. It's kind of a natural evolution.
By the way, the 49ers today have signed Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
Looking for another backup tight end, of course, with Washington all those years. And, you know, people say he can't stay healthy, and it's obviously has been the story of his career. Great player.
A lot of concussions, too.
Yeah, and now he's going to go back and play.
Concussion.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If he could stay on the field, though, I mean, Jordan Reed at the height of his game with George Kittle, who is the best tight end in football, I mean, that would be create some really, really difficult matchups for defenses. But you can't count on Jordan Reed. I mean, he just can't stay on the field.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, again, if his doctors and his family aren't concerned about the number of concussions, which, you know, the more you pile up, science has shown, and this is about science, the show, that can't be good for you. So apparently he feels that it's worth going out there and trying if he makes a team, and it's an incentive-based contract. But I got to ask you the big question, John, as a wrestling and football expert. So we got both of your wheelhouses covered here. The Rock, out of nowhere, agrees to buy the XFL for about $15 million, and people all over the place are saying, what the hell was that? I believe we have a response to that.
What the hell was that?
Stephen A. Smith wants
Boots
to know.
To asses.
What the hell was that?
Boots to asses. That's a nice rock.
That's an old school
rock.
That's an old school rock.
But, I would say, I think people don't realize it's not a done deal. It has to be approved by the bankruptcy court, and already some of the creditors are complaining because they sense a little backdoor dealing, because obviously Dwayne has a very good relationship with Vince McMahon. So there's a lot of creditors that are upset, and obviously they're going to be left holding some pretty big bills. So we'll see if it goes through. But I do think if it does, it's really good. I think that league was gaining some traction was doing some interesting things, especially when it came to if you look at the officiating and how they took you behind the scenes, mm-hmm. if you looked at how they interviewed players on the field, I think you saw Matt McGloin blow up
at halftime.
And just implode. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really throw his coach and his players under
great.
The bus. I know.
You can't trust those Penn State guys.
No.
How many times have I said it?
That was
you bring
awesome.
A Penn State guy, not since Franco Harris, I believe, the last Penn State guy, and maybe Jimmy Cephalo.
Yeah, I thought the transparency was great, and the kickoff rule I thought was phenomenal. The kickoff rule in the NFL, they basically have banned the play from the NFL. It's
right.
meaningless, and I think they did a good job with that. So I thought there were some good ideas. Plus, it gives players – on the fringe of an NFL roster gives them another opportunity to get noticed. So I think all of that is good. And if the league comes back, I think it's an interesting league. And as I said, they can do the bubble format because there's only eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a better chance of getting this thing going if the pandemic is still going on. And it seems like it's never going to end.
The great John McMullen breaking it down. I don't know what The Rock was cooking or what he was smelling. I literally cannot for the life of me understand. Is he going to bring the league back? Is he going to try something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. That's the plan. I think the more interesting thing with The Rock and his wife, they've been divorced for a long time, and they still get along. I think that's impressive. I mean, they do business. They own the company together. I think more people should look at them and say, hey, look, you can still get along.
Well, I mean, he's in business with her. Does that prohibit him from writing her a check every month?
No, well, that's the whole thing. She makes a lot of money. He makes a lot of
right.
money. So everybody's happy.
Exactly.
See, I think
right.
that there's the difference because he's not paying
right.
her to go away. They're both making money still, mm-hmm. so you can, you know, overlook some things.
I wouldn't know what that felt like, you know what I mean? That's just... But I still keep Robin, despite the fact.
Right.
That I'm draining your bank account?
No, not that you're... No, you're a partner, so, I mean, you and I both are equally making no money.
That's
yeah,
it.
There
that's,
it
that's,
is.
That's, you gotta be partner.
Yeah, we are both broke-ass you-know-whats, and... If you're both rich, it's better. But if one person's broke and the other person's rich, that's bad.
Right, because then there's usually some animosity and resentment.
Exactly,
Exactly.
It's always so helpful when your one partner is the biggest box office star in the world. But yeah, I think that makes it easier for the other partner. I'll just say that.
Equality is always better.
Exactly right. John McMullen, ladies and gentlemen. So this week, what can we expect, John? Because I'm looking now because... You know, we're in a pretty quiet zone now. This is usually the dead zone in sports because it's usually just baseball to talk about and training camps, right?
Right.
Because NBA is not being played. Hockey's not being played. You know, horse racing, the big races are over except the Breeders' Cup later in the fall. You know, they're still playing golf. What do we expect next other than waiting 2 weeks from Monday, the 17th, 2 weeks from today
to practice
to actually
in pads?
Practice in pads.
Well, You have everything. You have baseball now. You have hockey. You have basketball.
No, but I'm talking about in the NFL.
No, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the NFL is still number one. But, you know, the problem is all of the stuff is who's on the COVID list, who's coming off the COVID list.
Right.
Boy, I can't wait to turn the corner on this. But every day, I think there were eight or nine players put on there today. And then some guys are coming off as well. So you have all that transitioning, and then you ramp up, and next week we'll have at least, as I mentioned, August 12th, a little bit over a week, you'll have helmets and at least sort of like OTA practices. So that would be the next step.
John McMullen.
Well, I got a question.
You got one last question for John?
Yeah, I mean, has Jalen Mills forwarded any hydroxychloroquine to his head coach?
That's a good question.
Yeah, poor Jalen got killed. You know, that's the thing. I think people jump down people's throats on social media if they disagree with them. And, look, that's where I said the Twitter-trained epidemiologist.
Exactly.
And then you have cross-training with Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. They have degrees from all three social media companies. And these people really think they know what works and what doesn't work. And I have no idea what the heck works. But, I mean, leave the guy alone.
Exactly. Hey. And I ripped the fans, because the same fans who'd be the first one out there kissing his butt in the parking lot wanting an autograph are the same strappers jumping on because he posted a video of real doctors with opinions.
Right.
You know, Dr. Fauci gets to give his opinions. Why can't other doctors give their opinions?
Because the other doctors don't agree with their opinions, so it's not allowed. Mm-hmm. Conformity, you know that, Tom.
Well, of course I
either
know.
Either conform or shut up.
Well, I'm not a conformist. Nobody is a bigger nonconformist than this reporter.
And the nonconformist podcast, Extending the Play. What's coming up on that?
Wait a minute. Before I ask, how were the ratings on the McMullen podcast with the great Ryan Rothstein, where I made a cameo multiple times.
You were on there?
Because they were sitting right here doing it.
We did it live from the studio.
We'll do it live. Our analytics and ratings are through the roof on that episode.
Is that right?
And I uttered several profanities on this podcast because it's not regulated by the FCC.
And by the way, Tony, I have a phone to pick with you.
What happened?
Off the show, I used term slap dick, and then you used it on Twitter. So,
have you slapped dick my whole life? What are you talking about?
Tony's always said slap dick. Yeah. I can verify that.
McMullen has the exclusive rights to slap dick.
Did you copyright trademark slap dick?
He does.
I'm Pat Riley then.
Pat Riley. That's one of my favorite words, right, Robin? Is it two words though?
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
Is it two words or one?
I think it's a one worder.
Yeah, that's a one word.
Yeah.
It's usually
when
used.
When I trademarked it, it was one word.
Oh, Tony, I have a message from your mother about talking like that.
Since when do you talk like that?
Exactly right.
It's usually used for people on Twitter that rip you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got to be very careful because, half the time I don't know if I'm on terrestrial radio or satellite.
Exactly.
I got to make sure what I can say.
Exactly.
At various times. But yeah, the slapdicks on Twitch, who cares?
Exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. You're not getting this anywhere else. Let me tell you that right now.
You can get it in the Philly voice, too.
That's right. And on the Extending the Play podcast, on every podcast platform known to man, women, and children. Except children shouldn't listen to that.
Right, we got to get Harry Mays on the neck.
Yeah, come on, Harry. What are you slacking right now?
What?
Yeah, come on, man. Swing it and ding it and Extending the Play.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Collab.
Yeah.
Busy. John, we'll talk to you later in the week, brother. Take care, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he is, John McMullen. By the way, we have sad news as we go to break.
Yeah, I saw this.
A guy that I've known a long, long time and one of the iconic voices in San Francisco radio, Ralph Barbieri, they used to call him the Razor, has passed away at the age of 74. He's been battling Parkinson's for a long time. He was on the radio for 28 years, I believe, on KNBR San Francisco. At 680, the esports leader. He teamed up with Ralph Barbieri, his partner for many, many of those years, 15 of his last years. And then people started seeing the early effects of Parkinson's disease, and they did not renew his contract. And he got into litigation with the company, claiming that they let him go because of his ailment. I believe they settled that. But Ralph Barbieri, dead at the age of 74 after a brilliant career, one of the brightest guys ever on radio, the Razor. Rest in peace, my friend.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut and Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
We are between periods. Up there in Toronto, eh, Harry? And a good one. It looked like it was going to be a Lightning blowout. It was 2-0 Lightning. And then your Washington Capitals, Harry, tied it up. Power play goal by Kuznetsov on the power play. And then another goal right in the corner of the net. The goalkeeper couldn't see the puck, and then they poked it in. And it's 2-2 after 2, Harry. How about that? Earlier, the Jets beat the Flames. That series is tied now at one apiece. And, of course, earlier, the New York Rangers. We stuck a fork in them. They lose 4-1 to your Carolina Hurricane. They're up 2-0 in a best of 5, so they have to win 3 in a row.
3 straight. I don't see that happening.
I don't see that. Not the way Carolina's playing, and the fact that they're still staying in Toronto and they're not going back to Madison Square Garden. There's zero home ice advantage, and certainly the Rangers and the way they've looked in these last two games. Did not look like they really want to even be there anymore, sad to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think they'll probably go out 3 straight. I don't even think they win a game.
And anyway, we mentioned Rob Barbieri before we broke, and longtime afternoon drive host on KNBR 680, and his buddy Tom Tolbert, was his co-host. And Tom's still on the air. He had a heart procedure a couple of years ago. And we're going to get Tom on the show soon, because I actually, not too long ago, asked him if he'd come on. He said, absolutely.
What was the show called?
It was called The Razor and Mr. T.
Mr. T, okay.
So Ralph Barbieri was the Razor. They called him the Razor because he had a raspy voice. He had that very distinctive-sounding voice. And Tom Tolbert, Mr. T, former NBA player, big guy.
Played at Arizona.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did, Harry. That's great Arizona knowledge.
For Lute Olson.
Is that the Pac-12?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, those guys back in the Pac-12 then, they wouldn't say we're not going to play unless you meet our demands, would they? Hell no, Harry.
Probably not.
They need Nick Fatiu back. Tucker 47-48 says about the he said Fonzie. No, I thought they meant Nicky Fatiu. Remember Nick Fatiu, one of the tough guys who played for the New York Rangers back in the day, Harry?
I don't remember him.
That's bad knowledge right there. By the way, I got to rip the New York Times today. It's not my style
to rip major
newspaper publications. So over the weekend, Wilford Brimley. Remember Wilford Brimley?
He's an actor.
Yeah, great actor. He was the manager in The Natural. Remember sitting on the bench there?
Right.
He has played that old man.
Old guy with a mustache kind of role. Yeah.
He played the crotchety old man forever. But he was a great actor. He's been in like Cocoon. You go look at the list of his. 85 years old, right? So he passes away over the weekend. And the New York Times obituary segment. This is what pisses me off about the slimeball media. This is what they wrote on their obituary page. Headline, Wilford Brimley, 85, cranky Cocoon star who peddled oatmeal, dies.
He peddled oatmeal.
Yeah,
peddled
that's the headline to Wilford Brimley.
Wow.
This is the same newspaper that when a terrorist was killed, a guy who murdered who knows how many people was killed, they referred to that terrorist as a austere religious scholar.
Austere scholar.
Yeah. Austere religious scholar.
Okay, yeah.
Dies. So Wilford Brimley is a cranky Cocoon star who peddled oatmeal, but a terrorist who was killed in a surgical strike on him over in the godforsaken stinking countries where these people kill each other every day and blow each other up.
Yeah.
He is an austere religious scholar, Harry.
I remember that. Yeah, Wilford Brimley was in The Firm, too, the
movie.
Yeah,
he's been in a lot of great movies.
He's a good part.
Listen, I don't know what his political affiliation is. I don't think the New York Times would do that to this guy. That's just disrespectful. I don't care who you are. Maybe he was. I don't know whether it's political parties. Everything seems to be based on politics now.
Well, the saying that he peddled oatmeal sounds like
he did in his life. Yeah. A lot of people don't know who Wilford Brimley is. And you're picking up the New York Times if you're an elitist snob sitting somewhere, you know, in your little private nook and you think you're better than everybody else. And you're not. You're just another strapper.
I mean, he goes all the way back. He was in The China Syndrome, in Tender Mercies, The Natural. Of course, he did the Quaker Oats commercials.
Of course
forever,
he did. But that's the headline and an obit.
The Electric Horseman.
So many. And he looked like he was that old probably since his 30s.
Yeah, right.
No, he always looked like an old.
He always looked like that.
That's what he said in a quote here in the New York Times. He said, I'm never the leading man. He told the Dallas Morning News in 93.
Yep.
I never get the girl. I never get to take my shirt off. And I'm always playing fathers to guys who are 25 years younger than me.
He was great. And a lot of people that I've never had a chance to meet him or interview him, but everybody that I know that's met him, they say he was the nicest guy. And that's what, to me, you know, we look at actors and we say, wow, you know, looks like a great guy. And a lot of them turn out to be schmucks.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand of Wilford Brimley, you know, honor the dead.
He was a Mormon. He was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And I don't care what he was. I don't care what his political party was. I don't care what religion he was in.
He was in True Grit.
Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff, Harry.
Hard Target, one of my favorites, because it's just so...
The Waltons.
Over the top.
Is that wrong, or is it just me? Am I overreacting to that?
No, it did seem disrespectful to...
It's not like this guy was a terrorist.
Word it that way.
To call terrorists austere religious scholars... And to call an 85-year-old legendary actor a cranky old star who peddled oatmeal.
With a 50-year career.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's why I wouldn't read the New York Times if they brought it to my house on a silver platter every single day. I wouldn't use it to line my birdcage or make my cats pee on
it. If you had a birdcage.
I have cats. I wouldn't even use it for my cats to pee on. Ridiculous, man. That kind of stuff pisses me off.
What are they going to say about you and me? Because
I don't care.
We're cranky, too.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a cranky. I didn't peddle oatmeal. I peddled a lot of stuff in my days, Harry.
Dr. Grouchy.
I am pissed off.
Anyway, my other favorite story of the day, Harry, Not just that Tom Brady turned 43 today, and when he plays this fall, if there's football,
43.
He will be the fourth quarterback to start an NFL game at age 43 or over. Did you know there were other guys?
Well,
can
yeah,
you name the other three guys?
George Blanda.
No.
He was a kicker only back then?
He did not start an NFL game at age 43 or older.
Let's see. What about that guy, Craig?
David Craig?
Was it David Craig? Was it the Seattle Seahawks? He was
one of them is a great friend of the show, Harry, who's on a lot. Multiple times. Hall of Famer. The great
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon is one of them.
Yeah.
The other one, he threw five interceptions for the Miami Hurricanes against Penn State.
Oh.
Vinny Testaverde started an NFL game over age 54.
Or 40.
I mean, 43.
Yeah.
And the final one, a lot of people won't get. Steve Beuerlein.
Okay.
Who
wow.
played for multiple teams, Cowboys and others.
Carolina Panthers.
Yep, Steve Beuerlein. Those were the three other quarterbacks. Brady, Warren Moon, Vinny Testaverde, and Steve Beuerlein, the only four quarterbacks to start an NFL game at age 43 or older.
Now, Tom Brady was trending not just because of his birthday, but because people found out when he posted a photograph of what he was listening to on his birthday.
Was he listening to the Tony Bruno Show podcast on SiriusXM or Twitch.tv?
We should Photoshop that to make it look like he was.
Yes.
No. But it showed the photograph of what he was listening to on his car, and it showed Tom Brady's iPhone 6 Plus. So that meant he's a man after your own heart, Tony. He doesn't go out and get the newest phone just because it's out.
You know, because what are they up to now on the iPhones?
Oh,
12, 10, 11, 15,
11,
whatever it is.
11,
who knows what? But he's still back in the iPhone 6.
Let me give
days.
Him a roaring round. This guy's got more money than God. His wife's got more money than God. But Tom Brady's not going to be a sucker for all of that crap. And where is it made, Harry?
China.
Exactly right. Tom Brady's an American, first and foremost. That's why I don't have an iPhone. That's why I don't have Mikey's. That's why I buy American, Harry, whenever I can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, Giselle put him on a budget. Giselle buy those stinking iPhones every year. What's the matter with you, a teenager? Only teenagers do that.
Well, didn't he break his phone when he had to turn it in for that whole Deflategate thing? Didn't he break his phone?
He might have thrown it. He might have pulled a radio personality move there.
Stuff happens, man.
Yeah, I believe he did destroy
that. Jeremy Roenick earlier talking hockey action. John McMullen, all the great Strapper calls, everybody who listened today on the Twitch stream, on SiriusXM, and on Sports Map Radio. We'll see you tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Extravaganza.